There is a classic Idaho postcard.
Locals know that there's a postcard that has, it's a tractor trailer.
Sue Kennedy has spent her career with the Idaho Potato Commission's marketing department.
And on the back is a giant potato, and it's all made up. And it's like, they grow them big in Idaho.
In 2012, for its 75th anniversary, the Idaho Potato Commission decided to bring the postcard to life. The group built a fiberglass potato the size of a humpback whale, loaded it on a bright red semi-truck, and sent it on a year-long tour to promote the local crop.
And people loved it. It was only supposed to be on the road for 1 year. So now we're 11 years. And we've been to every city so many times. So we thought, let's go someplace new.
That place is Skagway.
They should be here, hopefully, barring no more trouble with the truck. They'll be here on Friday.
Jamie Bricker is the tourism director in Skagway. She says when the Idaho Potato Commission called her earlier this year to inquire about visiting, she saw an opportunity to add color and weirdness to a local yearly event.
We are doing a parade through town, and then the potato truck will go out to Dedman Stage for Skagway Arts Council's Blues, Brews, and Barbecues.
The music festival has taken on a spud theme. Local bands are getting a makeover.
The Metater Jam Dahlia Band will be making a showing, and Dictator and the Tots will be there.
The mayor is expected to read a proclamation at the next borough assembly meeting, declaring July 22, 2023, as Idaho Potato Day in Skagway. Two locals with Idaho roots will be crowned Queen and King of Potatoes for the day, and local restaurants will serve a variety of potato dishes. Under the whimsical outreach, Idaho potatoes are big business. Kennedy says about 13 billion pounds of the vegetable are grown every year in the state. That is one of every three potatoes grown in the U.S. Kennedy says another giant potato was built before.
Oh, have you heard about the Potato Hotel? Because we had another version of this, but it just couldn't travel anymore because it was made of steel and some concrete. So now we planted it in Idaho, and it's an Airbnb.
Kennedy says her potato travels about 25,000 miles a year. When asked how much the operation costs, she says she cannot disclose the numbers, but her answer opens a small window into the world of traveling food effigies.
But I'll tell you what, our budget is small potatoes compared to some of the other traveling mobiles that are out there. Like the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. I think they've been up to Alaska. And, oh, the Planet Peanutmobile, the Peanutters. I think they've got bigger budgets.
Kennedy says the giant potato will travel to Hawaii soon. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.